Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Even with vaccinations happening, many hospitals are full again with COVID-19 patients. And these hospitals are finding themselves once again nervous about potential shortages of personal protective equipment, known as PPE. All of this is keeping our next guest company very busy. Lance Brown is CEO of Rhino Medical Supply, and he joins us now by phone from his company's headquarters in Columbia, South Carolina. Lance, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
We are what you would consider as a startup medical supply distributor. We started during the pandemic, during COVID. One of our partners, who spent 20 plus years in medical sales, had some deep-rooted relationships with some of the hospitals here in the state of South Carolina and some of the purchasers. And they gave us an opportunity, because when this thing first started, the supply chains from the bigger guys were kind of decimated. And if they had a relationship of someone they could trust, you got an opportunity. So we officially incorporated Rhino Medical May 7th, 2020, five partners. But we started outside of a room in my garage, more in a brokering model. We kind of learned early on that there's a lot of ugliness and shadiness going on in the brokering world. And in order for us to have sustainability and truly build a company that would be here after COVID, we needed to go to a direct distributor model, which is what we did. So we went from a room outside of my garage to a 12,000 square foot warehouse in Columbia, South Carolina, where we're a distributor for two U.S. manufacturer N95 masks, and we ship out daily all over the country. We're in 30 different states so far, and our customers are hospitals, healthcare systems, and schools, believe it or not, of all shapes and sizes.
And so your main product then is the N95 mask?
Yes. The three things that we do well, that we control the supply chain because we're working directly with the manufacturer, would be N95 mask, NIOSH approved N95 mask, the level 3 ASTM surgical 3-ply, which if you think of what you see a lot of us walking around in the grocery stores and the streets with the blue 3-ply looking mask, we sell those except the medical grade ones. Gowns of all levels, so level 1 disposable gowns to sterile surgical gowns, and disinfectant products.
So how were you able to get around all of the craziness with the supply chain?
Part of that is it created a low barrier to entry for someone like Rhino to come into the playing field, where normally in normal times, I think it would be close to impossible to kind of get into this field as a medical supplier and then get the quality of customers that we have. You never know how a relationship that you built and established years ago through your professional career can come back around and it can help you in something completely new. So because of our professional network and relationships that we've been building over the course of our careers, one of the partners has been in medical sales for over 20 years. I spent 13 years at Wells Fargo, oversaw our merchant division for four different states. We got banking, we got manufacturing, we got HR. So we just got like a very diverse skill set, and we were able to leverage that. It took 15, 20 hours a day being on the phone with people that you knew kind of right away that they're looking to take advantage of you. And then we would get to a manufacturer, flew down to Miami, and I met with Demitech, toured their facilities, and we were able to get a distribution agreement with them. It's a lot of sweat equity. You got to go down a lot of rabbit holes to figure out who's real, who's not.
And we are hearing from hospitals who are getting a little bit nervous about the PPE that they need with cases on the rise so dramatically again. Is the industry ready?
I think right now where we are compared to where we were, the industry is equipped to be able to handle the demand if it's the same type of demand that we saw in the spring. And the reason for that is because there's more U.S. manufacturers that are coming online daily that wasn't equipped to produce and manufacture masks that are now manufacturing masks. We probably get reached out from a U.S. manufacturer a couple times a week, and they have the N95 NIOSH approved masks that they want us to sell for on their behalf. I think the biggest challenge is still going to be with the gowns and gloves, just simply because of you still have to rely heavily on, you know, overseas, Asia in particular, and the raw material that it takes to make those items is not really produced in the U.S., but face shields and masks, we're more equipped to handle the surge and the demand on those because there's more U.S. manufacturers that are producing those and making those daily.
Well, Lance, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Lance Brown is CEO of Rhino Medical Supply. He joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.